This week on football, David Moyes comes out swinging.
Maybe they've had managers who excite them more, possibly. But the one who's sitting here wins more.
Manchester United comment on our video.
Doncaster City sign Ross McCormack.
Johnny Evans reveals Hoyland's nickname.
And Goalpost TV goes viral. Welcome to this week's episode. It is episode 69 of Goalposts for Jumpers. When I said 69, you're supposed to go, way.
Way.
Seps.
I am joined here with my co-host. It is Gareth Baker.
What's going on, guys?
And it is me, your host, Alex. So this week, we've got a few things to recap on. We've had a crazy week.
Insane.
It's been nuts. You're not supposed to swear.
Why not?
Apparently, YouTube doesn't like it when you swear
just
straight away.
Me out, as per usual.
Okay, I'll bleep you out. What has happened this week?
Where do I start, man? Like, literally, Usain Bolt, who is a multi-gold winning Olympian, has commented on our video. No, liked our video. Manchester United have commented on our video. Like, we interviewed Will Evans. We've gained 7 billion followers. It's been insane, man. Yeah. Like, it's literally actually been quite overwhelming.
It's been crazy. I think the craziest thing was, obviously, we did the Will Evans interview, and yeah. What a great guy, by the way.
Oh, just mate, want to mention. Will Evans was class.
Fantastic footballer. Obviously, he's on a run, but that video then getting picked up by Man United was absolutely nuts.
I can't, but the most mental part about Man United commenting on that video is we didn't even tag Manchester United in it.
No.
Some guy in actual Man United headquarters was like, have a look at this.
Yeah.
And it's our two dweeby faces.
Yeah.
And Usain Bolt, I love the fact someone put it across like this to me in terms of Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt was somewhere in the Bahamas, in Jamaica, literally loving life in the sun, on his phone, and liked a video of with your face in it.
Yeah.
Which I just can't... He's a megastar.
I made Usain Bolt enjoy himself.
We literally made Usain Bolt have a nice time for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. We released some endorphins in his brain for a while.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Yeah. But it's been great. And then just recently... Young Bane has liked our video as well, which is crazy. Yeah. Some of the craziest things, but we are not satisfied. We want to keep growing. We still want... I mean, look, we haven't even got 10,000 followers on TikTok. So if you're watching this TikTok live, which I know a few of you are, please go ahead, follow us, subscribe. It really helps. We really need it. And then at least we can earn a bit of money. Because the first thing that I said to people, yeah. Oh my God, Usain Bolt liked our video. It's like, oh, cool. What do you get from that? Well, nothing. And then I said, well, we got 1 million views in one day. What'd you get from that? Well, nothing.
It is mad. Yeah, it is crazy because, I mean, in terms of monetization, this is like a subject that comes up on other people's podcasts with musicians and just YouTube, people on YouTube. It's almost like, you know, we've drawn millions of people onto the platforms of Twitter, Instagram, TikTok over the last week, like from our content. And these companies deem it okay to be like, okay, thanks for all these views and likes. Here's nothing.
Moving on.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm just great. I'm grateful that these platforms exist.
Oh, it's good fun regardless.
Yeah, it's great fun. But yeah, just pay us some money, like, you know.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
Like. Okay, so coming up in this week's show, we have got a two lies and a truth. I am going to be doing my team of the week again as well, so stay tuned for that. I've got a fan captured goal of the week. That's right at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned for that as well. I've got my weekend treble, which has been highs and lows, a little bit of everything at the moment, but we're back on level playing field now, so we're going for profit next week, so stay tuned for that as well. And Gareth, you have got an AI done this.
Yeah, I love it. Like, AI is extremely scary, Did you want me to do it now?
Well, you can do it a little bit later if you like.
Yeah,
I just thought maybe explain what it is to some
right,
people.
So yeah, AI, as if you don't know, is going to take over the world, and you're all going to be enslaved by robots quite soon and unemployed because robots will be doing it.
Yeah.
So I decided to use it to like design football kits and stuff.
Yeah, which is the best use for AI imaginable.
I think
they've got this new thing called, I think it's, is it Sora? Have you seen that?
Is this the video?
The
AI-generated videos?
I've never... Yeah. I was literally... It was like 3 a.m. I was watching this AI-generated video and I was looking at it and it was like this new program and my mouth was wide open. I could not believe it.
It was... I think I saw a video of like a guy sitting on a cloud reading a book and like then there was like a landscape video of like a lighthouse with the sea.
Yeah.
And honestly...
We're finished.
It's more that for like content creators like ourselves, obviously we're not, but like, you know, I saw Marcus Brownlee, who's like one of the biggest tech creators in the world. He gets invited to like Apple shows for pre-releases and stuff. He's that big. And he was like, this is terrifying. Like someone could quite literally very soon do what I do just by typing it into a keyboard.
Yeah.
So
you've got to move, you've got to adapt, which is what we're trying to do by doing our first TikTok live. AI can't do this.
AI would really, really struggle to do an episode about Penis Pants FC and rats scoring goals and Ian Dowie being an astronaut.
Yeah, it would actually.
I think we're safe.
I think we're safe as well. Yeah. Okay, let's get on to some football content. The first thing I wanted to say, and I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a player I want to talk about. This is a player I've never been as sure in my life watching a player and knowing that he's going right to the top. Have you heard of Matthias Süle?
Who the fuck is that?
This lad is 20 years old. He is on loan from Juventus at Frosinone at the moment. I've watched him about 4 times this season. And I cannot believe that this guy is not being talked about. I watched him the first time and I was like, wow, who is this guy? Looked into him a little bit. It turns out that Juve had sent him out on loan at Frosinone. Now, he's a relegation fighting Frosinone. He's got 10 goals and 2 assists at 20 years old. He's an Argentinian player. He's of the size... I mean, I would say he's that kind of the Havertz type archetype, but if Havertz was good...
I was going to say, that's a pretty... Yeah.
But he's unbelievable. Anyone who hasn't checked this guy out, please go and look at him because he is unbelievable.
How old is he?
He's 20 years old. He's made a couple of appearances for Juve and then they've sent him out on loan to have a proper full season under his belt at Frosinone. Probably not expecting loads from him, but his goal contribution's already at 20 years old. He's unbelievable. What's funny?
Just Brandon's comments on the TikTok.
What's he said?
Oh, look, a brown man wearing a white hat. Don't laugh, it might spoil the pod.
Well, you've just spoiled it anyway. Why'd you bring it up? Brilliant. I was eulogising about this. This is the thing.
I didn't listen to anything after as soon as I saw that.
This is the thing. This is why AI couldn't do our podcast because it's on tangents, left, right, centre. So, yeah, Matthias Süle, please go and look out for him. If you haven't seen any of his highlights, just look him up on TikTok. Unbelievable player. Absolute star in the making. What is funny? Dude, what is funny?
L smells.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Matthias Süle, guys. Right, okay, let's do my team of the week. Every week I have... It's a team of the week that only includes players that I have seen play. I don't like to do anyone that I haven't seen live, in person, or gone to the game and watched. So, my team of the week this week, starting off in goal, is Nick Townsend. Right back is Carl Walker-Peters. Centre back is Axel de Sassy. Alongside him is Johnny Evans. Left back is Lucas Hernandez. Central midfield, Kobbie Mainoo. Alongside him is Conor Gallagher and Rodri as well in midfield. Left wing is Bradley Barcola. Right wing is Christian Pulisic and strikers Rasmus Højlund. Unbelievable week from Højlund. What do you think of it?
I think he's a good team, but I feel Harry Wilson should be in there.
Harry Wilson.
Brennan Johnson, definitely. Nico Williams.
Oh, yeah. What's the common theme there?
They're good players.
Welsh.
To be fair, I would put Nico Williams in there ahead of Kyle Walker-Peters, and not because he's Welsh, but he was absolutely insane for Forest. But I think other than that, I hate this because all you're thinking in your head is because he's Welsh. But he honestly was insane. He was unplayable. I think he got 2 assists or like, I don't think he got the assist, but like, mate, anyway, he was class. But it's a good list. He was insane. He just was so.
Yeah, he did. He assisted.
Powerful and quick. Like how he, you know, that's the potential I always saw him. He's like rapid and he's just, I don't know, just forceful, gets past the man, really good on the overlap. And he was amazing for Forest. And it's great to see because at one point Forest were going to send Nico Williams out on loan. I think to the Championship. I think it was to the Italian League maybe. But yeah, it's good to see him kick on. Obviously, Rasmus Højlund. You know, that's someone on a common theme you said recently is going to kick on, you know, got his 2 goals. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I'm actually going to say it's impressive. Like, Luton are so hard to break down.
Yeah.
And the fact that he could get 2 goals against their defence that quickly, teams like Luton, Sheffield United will shut up shop for the first 20 minutes. That's the only thing.
Luton really went for it. I got to give it to them. But like, they really went for it. And I thought, they're not necessarily the better team, but they had plenty of chances, created plenty in that first half. Second half was a little bit better. The reason I put Johnny Evans in there was because Maguire came off at half time to protect him after being booked. But Johnny Evans was a rock for that. Mm. That second half was brilliant.
It's crazy. My
standout performance of the week, and I have to mention it, is Kobbie Mainoo.
Mate, that player is going places.
How good is Kobbie Mainoo? I'm scared.
Honestly, I think to be that young and that confident on the ball and just that powerful against grown men, like I'm not saying he's small or anything, but
he was our best midfielder.
It's like he's been playing in the Premier League for 5 years already. It's crazy. He's going right to the top, I think, 100%. I've got a question. On the topic of Luton Town, Ross Barkley. So Ross Barkley, where do you stand with him? Because obviously he had that... Was it loan spell or was he actually at Nice?
He went to Nice, didn't he?
Permanent? Yeah, he was there with Ramsey, wasn't he? And he was okay for Nice. He wasn't great, but he has been unstoppable for Luton. He's been so impressive. And there are even people saying he deserves a call-up to England.
Right, so I do have slight issue with this.
Right.
Because, don't get me wrong, Ross Barkley has been incredible this season. He's been really good. But there's people who are now calling for Ross Barkley to be in the squad over the likes of Mainoo, over the likes of, and this is something that I'd even suggest, Lewis Miley. I don't want a player who's had his England chance and wasted it coming back into a side just because when you're at these lower sides, Luton and things like that, we used to have it with Mark Noble every single year because he was at West Ham. A steady Eddie, a solid player. Mm. And I'm not saying that Ross Barkley is exactly that because I think he has been a little bit better than that. But I'm at the point where I know my midfield is going to be Rice and Bellingham. I'm choosing Phil Foden in that midfield 3. But if not, I'm going Kobbie Mainoo, and then I'm going Lewis Miley because I'm not going to... I've seen these two players play at the highest level in the Champions League, Lewis Miley against PSG, for Kobbie Mainoo in big games for Man United under a huge amount of pressure and scrutiny. Ross Barkley has had his chance at that level, and for me, I think it's a backward step if Southgate then ended up picking Ross Barkley. That's just me. I don't see any benefit for it.
What you're saying, but I feel like everyone deserves a second chance. In the way that
I feel like he had a second chance,
maybe a third chance. Then I don't know.
Villa. He had it at Chelsea. You know, he had these chances, and I'm not like I said. I don't want to rule out Ross Barkley ever getting into that England side again. But for me, this is a time where I think we can put youth in, and they're excelling. Look at Lewis Miley in the Champions League against PSG, Milan. These are monster clubs, and he's going in, not just performing, but being one of the best players on the pitch.
Yeah.
Kobbie Mainoo is exactly the same. In a midfield of Bruno Fernandes and Casemiro, he's our best midfielder. Like, I'm ready for him to make that step up for England because I think he's demonstrated it. A lot of fans think the opposite because they think, oh, Ross Barkley's doing so well. They never look at the lower league teams. There's a top six bias. There is going to be a top six bias because those players play for a top six club at a higher level, at higher scrutiny and more pressure, which is just like in international, just like England.
No, I agree.
That's how I feel about it.
Colby Maynard has to be in the next
England. I think he has to go.
When he was calling out players like Henderson, I know like you think Henderson, but what?
I think Henderson's finished in the international scene. I think Calvin Phillips has pretty much dug his own grave as well at this point. So why not go for Lewis Miley and Colby Maynard? They've got experience around them. I don't think Jude Bellingham at 20 years old needs any experience more than what he's got. I think he's a leader already. So yeah, why not put some young English talent who play a little bit differently. Look how exciting Colby Maynard is on the ball on the half turn, spinning players, turning players.
He's great to watch.
Literally, he's so press resistant. We don't have that in English midfielders. We like since Paul Scholes, or I can't even think of anyone. Yeah. Think of a player that's been as press resistant as Colby Maynard. It's almost like watching Paul Pogba play.
Paul Pogba when he could be fucking bothered.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, great. Someone's commented on TikTok Live. Been watching 10 minutes and Curtis Jones on an England call-up. What do you think?
Curtis Jones on an England call-up is one of those things at the start of the season I would have said yeah, because he's made his name and proven himself at the 21 level, and I like to see that progression, which everyone does. But at this point, I think Miley and Maynard have gone ahead of him.
Yeah.
And you ask Liverpool fans, I think most Liverpool fans would probably agree with that. They don't really particularly like Curtis Jones. I'm a big fan of his, but I think, yeah, I mean, Curtis Jones is ahead of Calvin Phillips or Jordan Henderson for me, but yeah, I'd have Maynard over him.
I feel generally Liverpool over romanticise Curtis Jones so much. It's incredible. Will Evans joined the live as well.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
Let's do our two lies and a truth.
Okay.
Two lies and a truth. Last week was a Will Evans special, so hopefully Will did enjoy that. But it was three quotes, and three quotes that he'd apparently said, and you had to guess which one was the true quote. Mm-hmm. This week, it's three crazy football stories. Two of them are lies, one of them is true. You have to guess which one is the true story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No. You never really are for these.
I gotta be honest. It just stresses me out. Mm.
It stresses me out coming up with them, to be honest with you.
It stresses me out more.
Okay, right. The first story. A shocking study has revealed that Anfield is only the 11th loudest stadium in the Premier League.
I don't see some beast prizes if he's in the top 20.
Story number two. The current leader in Fantasy Premier League worldwide, Sandeep Jaswal, has been in a coma for 5 weeks. Unable to make changes, Sandeep's fantasy side has remained more than 30 points ahead of the world's next highest point tally.
I'm really sorry for laughing because this could be true, but the thought of you making that up.
Story number three. Superstar Kanye West used Inter Milan ultras as backing vocals on his new album. That is story number three. Three stories. Two are lies. One is true. You have to guess which one it is. I'm going to reveal the answer at the end of the show. Yes. So, Baker, you have got an AI done this.
I do. So.
AI done this.
I love AI. I've gone through this earlier. So what I've done with the power of AI this week is I've chosen some football teams who I think need a revamp. They need a new stadium. So I've got AI to design some football teams who have shit stadiums, a new stadium, but not necessarily all of them are shit. Some are old. And in fact, some of them I don't want to be demolished. I just think this is what it would look like if they like overdone it. Redone it. And yeah, I just want you to pick your favourite at the end.
Do you want me to rank them out of 10? Or is that boring?
Just try it. You can always edit it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay, so the first stadium I have is Manchester United. Obviously, there are calls for Man United Stadium to get, obviously Old Trafford is falling down, etc., blah, blah, blah. And this is what Old Trafford would look like if it was revamped.
Oh, that's amazing.
Doesn't it look good?
Yeah.
Like, that's a real possibility here.
The only thing
is a real possibility. Look at that.
The architecture, the kind of more traditional architecture.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose out on that. The top.
I feel like that maintains it. The Man United, but then you just need, look at that. Look at
that. That is
gold.
Beautiful, yeah.
Okay, the next stadium we have, because if I'm being honest, I actually really like
7 out of 10.
Oh, sorry, yeah, 7 out of 10. I actually really like them as a football team, and they're great to watch. Their stadium, it's just, you shouldn't be allowed to be in the Premier League with Bournemouth Stadium, Vitality Stadium. I'm sorry, a shit. I do like the big pictures of...
I hate that.
Kiefer Moore on the side.
I can't stand that.
I really like it.
I think it's so...
It is tacky.
Tim Pot, man.
Yeah. Well, this is Bournemouth's new stadium.
Much better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just feel like that suits the stature of the club. They're not going to overdo it. They're never going to pull in 40,000.
Yeah.
But it just looks better.
Yeah, I like it.
I feel
it.
Like it looks better.
I mean, that is making the surrounding area of Bournemouth look... Like, is that real? I know Bournemouth is quite a nice place, right?
I mean, for me, it looks like half and half between like the Bahamas and Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Doesn't look great.
The Bahamas of the Chernobyl,
it's like you're coming in on the shore and it's like, oh, this looks really nice. And Chernobyl. Three-eyed fish. Okay. What are you rating that one?
Have you seen the thing, the freakiest thing in Chernobyl ever? There's, I think it's called the elephant's foot.
What, why is there an elephant in Chernobyl?
If you haven't seen this, this is nuts. Look up. Actually, we're going to put a picture in. It's called the elephant's foot. There's something so dark and ominous and horrible about it. It's like the leftover waste from the nuclear reaction when it went off.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it just, it's like this big clump. They've called it the elephant's foot. And apparently it's the most radioactive material in the world. You touch it, you come near it, you're dead within a day.
I can't believe that. My mate's been to Chernobyl.
Yeah, but did he touch the elephant's
foot? He touched it several times.
Okay. I don't believe you. Okay, yeah, sorry, carry on.
Right, tangents. Obviously, the next stadium, obvious revamp, Luton Town. I love it. It's got character, but you can't be in the Premier League and be able to walk into someone's garden straight after a game. You know, like it is. I do love it, but
I like that.
Right. So here's Luton Town's new stadium. I think it's a fucking corker.
Ooh,
I love it. It's got that, like, have you seen Huddersfield Stadium?
Yes.
It looks like Huddersfield Stadium, but not.
Yes,
disgusting.
I know what you mean. Ooh, yes, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think the Luton in big letters there wins me over as well.
That's,
I really,
quality.
Like that.
I think that's quality. What are you saying?
8 out of 10. Eight and a half out of 10, because it's that much better than Kenilworth Road.
It's
but
also,
you can't get rid of the Kenny. It's going to go down in Premier League, like, history.
I would prefer, Kenilworth Road is a stadium I prefer to get revamped than knocked down.
Yeah.
It's the same as Cardiff Hall Stadium, Ninian Park. Worst thing we ever done was move from Ninian Park into a soulless bowl. But I feel the only problem with this, it doesn't really get the character of Luton. There aren't really any...
You lose that, don't you?
There aren't cars on fire and, you know, just all out...
Stabbings.
Just, yeah, like the Purge kind of scene. Mm. So I am showing people on TikTok Live these as well.
So you need more of a Chernobyl look to...
I feel like Luton Stadium needs a bit more of a Chernobyl kind of aesthetic to it.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have Wrexham, who are obviously on the up. Here we go. What are we rating that?
That's bang average.
I don't know. I quite like it. I think
it's the race course they play at, isn't it? I don't think I've ever been.
It's actually the Kairas.
But it was the race course.
Yeah.
Isn't that just Welsh for race course? Yeah. Oh, God.
Lovely Welsh valleys in the background.
The scenery is beautiful, but the stadium, 4 out of 10.
Wow, 4 out of 10. I don't remember whose stadium this was when I designed it. And I've looked. I think it might have been Birmingham, because I feel like St. Andrews is kind of falling down a bit. It is St. Andrews, isn't it?
Oh, so it's one of the worst stadiums I've ever been to.
It is.
I don't think it's falling down. It's just, it's half full. They've got weird seats where they don't fill them. Awful.
It is Birmingham, I do remember, and I love this. They have put the pundits like about 300 feet.
Oh, cool.
Into the sky. What are they in? I don't know, they're like...
Are they in a blimp, hovering over it?
I think Birmingham's new stadium has a blimp feature.
I really like it, what I don't like is proximity to the pitch. I think the best thing about football stadiums, I want to be close to the pitch.
Yeah, it is pretty far.
Like the Olympic Stadium, like a lot of West Ham fans are gutted about losing the Berlin, because when they had the Berlin, they had proximity close to the pitch.
It's a war crime what's happened.
And now they're miles away.
Upton Park was one of the best stadiums, and I would hate that. But yeah, like obviously Birmingham City hate the media and stick them in a blimp.
Yeah. Amen.
I love this one. Aston Villa. Although I love Villa Park, it's a top tier stadium. I think Villa are a huge club. I think of Villa as a big, big club.
I don't think of them as a...
I do. I don't think it is a United. I think like the tier down from whatever...
Who are they bigger than?
In the Premier League? Mm. Oh, right, let's have a look.
Are Aston Villa bigger than Tottenham?
No.
I think there's an argument.
No, they're not. Because I think Tottenham are a lot more worldwide. I've been to America and there are a lot of Tottenham fans. It's really weird.
Villa have won a European Cup.
I know, but do you think fucking... Derek in fucking New York gives a shit about what
I don't think I don't think Derek should
Derek
have an opinion
isn't an American name Brad
I don't think Brad
shut up
yeah
shut up Brad.
Are they bigger than Newcastle?
Right, so Aston Villa, these are the teams in the Premier League that Aston Villa are bigger than. Liverpool. I'm gonna get it.
Agreed.
Brighton, I think they're bigger than not Newcastle, they're bigger than West Ham. Personally, I think they're bigger than Wolves, bigger than Fulham, bigger than Bournemouth, bigger than Brentford, bigger than Nottingham Forest, bigger than Crystal Palace, bigger than Luton, bigger than Burnley, bigger than Sheffield United. The teams they're not bigger than is Everton, Spurs, Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, United.
I think they're a bigger club than Everton.
I don't know. There are a lot of Everton fans in Wales for some reason. I don't know why, but...
Are you basing how big a club is on how many fans there are in Wales?
Yeah. That's my barometer for how big a club is, how many people in Wales supports them.
Everton obviously going to have more fans in Wales because it's quite close.
It must be that. I don't know. Well, it's close to the north, but I think
Villa's got amazing history. Villa Park's an unbelievable stadium. Can't stand the fans, but a brilliant club.
So here's the stadium.
Yes. Okay.
Look at that. It's beautiful. You're not a fan?
It's a bit blobby.
What do you mean blobby?
It looks like a blob. I don't like how blobby it is.
How does that look like a blob? So you say?
Oh man, I'll give it a 6 out of 10 because I like the colours
and the name. The claret's of great. The stadium is Blobby Park.
Blobby Park.
That's a fucking great name.
Blobby Road.
Blobby Road. Burnley.
I've been to Turf Moor multiple times and
it's a shithole.
Yeah, I really, really don't like it.
Look at that. I love that. I think it's different.
Yeah, the colours make it on this, but yeah, that is much better. I'd give that a 7 out of 10.
Nice. Obviously, just pick your favourites and edit them out if you don't like them.
Yeah, of course.
Ah, right. I don't know. Right, so Nottingham Forest, I think they're a great club. They've got a great history. City Ground, is it?
Yeah.
City Ground. It's a nice stadium. I think... definitely needs a revamp. So I asked AI to design Nottingham Forest as a new stadium, and I don't know what it done, but it's hilarious.
What's it done?
I don't know. There are people there who aren't allowed to look.
Just know it. Wait.
Look at that.
Why are the people on the outside of the stadium?
What are they watching?
What's that building?
I don't know. Offices? What are they looking?
Where are they facing?
It's just like, well, you can watch the birds while we watch the game. They're getting impaled by poles.
What?
There's so much thrown pack in this.
Dude.
I low-key love it. And it's not a huge forest thing. I feel like, I don't know. Like, what are these guys up to?
Do you know what's mad about that? I think if there was a team big enough, say a Liverpool or a Man United, they could put seats that don't look at the pitch and they'd sell them. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually agree with you, but...
Wow. 10 out of 10.
I'd give that a 10 out of 10 too. Also, the other thing you covered was to put a massive badge in...
Makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leeds United. New Elland Road.
Elland Road
is a great stadium. I think Leeds are a big enough club.
Mm-hmm.
And that is beautiful. Yeah, I absolutely love it. Absolutely love that.
Yeah, I'd give that a solid 9.
9?
Yeah, I like that.
And the last one.
Clean, simple.
Selhurst Park, one of my favourite ever away days.
One of my favourite ever away days.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I don't know where it was. The Crystal Palace fans, I think, are just class. They're so loud. Great fan base, great club, great location. And the stadium just has so much character. And I would hate for it to be demolished.
Yeah, it's classic
So but I love that their new stadium actually looks like a Crystal Palace.
Oh, I like that.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's got those, like, what's it called? Stained glass church look. And I feel like they could do that to Selhurst Park. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I really like that.
What are you rating it?
I give it an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay, well, obviously, you know, guys, let us know which stadium's your favourite. And if you've got any suggestions of what you want me to do with AI, I can do anything other than put Harry Kane in a Welsh kit, apparently, because I was going to do a feature of top 10, like, football travesty crossover things or something. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't let me put anyone in other teams' football kits.
Sacrilege, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like, this is against community guidelines. It was that adamant that I didn't want to see Harry Kane in a Welsh shirt. Mm. It was like, nah.
It's protecting probably people from fake news.
But yeah, that is true. Mm. That is true. But yeah, AI done this.
Loved it. Okay, guys, we are doing a weekend treble. Now, if you are a avid listener of the show, you would have been tracking my weekend treble progress. It's where I give you 3 selections every week. Put your tenner on it. It gets you £30 back. And then we're trying to make a profit at the end of the season. Low stakes. Don't go crazy. Last week, it missed. Juventus couldn't win away at one of the bottom teams in Serie A, by the way. They drew 2-2, which cost us. And Will Evans's Newport won 1-0. We needed over 1.5 goals. That cost us as well. So we're now £2 down overall. So next week's weekend treble takes us up and we'll be in profit. So make sure you back it. So the weekend treble is Man United versus Fulham over 2.5 goals. The second selection is Lincoln or draw. That's the double chance against Port Vale. And then thirdly, it's the Monza game. Monza or draw, double chance against Salernitana, bottom of the league, Salernitana. £10, £31 back. Back it, keep it responsible, and hopefully we'll be in profit by the end of the season.
And hopefully that money could go into your Monza card.
Oh, nice, yeah. It's Monza, not Monzo.
Yeah, though. I know.
Oh, yeah.
About to ruin it.
Yeah, you've ruined it. Okay, we're going to do the 2 lies and truth answer. Do you remember the 3 stories?
So the one was the guy being in a coma and the fantasy team out there. Kanye West using Inter Milan ultras in the background. And the first one was, and I'm cheating here, Anfield the 11th at Lowder Stadium.
Yes. Where are you at? What are you thinking?
I totally forgot to think about it.
Okay.
But I'm going to just do it now.
What do you think about the Anfield being the 11th?
Oh, I don't know. It's just going to be crazy. I just come up with an answer.
Just come on the fucking fight. Okay, go.
Number three.
Shitting. Currently shitting. Number three. Which is superstar Kanye West was involved with the Inter Milan Ultras in his new album. Okay, right. Let's read those 3 stories properly rather than Baker's.
No, I disagree. I felt pressured. I want to change.
Do you want to read them?
No, I know the stories. I just feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
To recap, by the time I'm finished, I want you to say story number 1, story number 2, or story number 3. Okay. Story number 1 was a shocking study has revealed this week that Anfield is only the 11th loudest stadium in the Premier League. Story number 2 was the current leader in Fantasy Premier League worldwide is Sandeep Jaswal. He's been in a medically induced coma for 5 weeks. Unable to make changes, Sandeep's fantasy side has remained more than 30 points ahead of the world's next highest tally. Hmm. And then story number 3, superstar Kanye West has used Inter Milan ultras as backing vocals to his new album. Which story is it?
I forgot to listen again. But I started listening to
it. I like doing this podcast by myself.
I swear I'm not. I have such insane ADHD because of TikTok. I started listening.
Story number 1.
And then I was thinking about the TikTok live.
Story number 2.
Okay, I'm going to go with story number 1. Because I do genuinely think Anfield doesn't have a great atmosphere unless it's European games.
Wow. Big statement. The true story, the real answer, is story number 3. Kanye West has used Inter Milan ultras in his new album.
Is that the Milan chant, the famous Milan chant?
No, I think that's an AC Milan chant.
Oh, I was going to say, because that's been going viral for ages. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But
they're singing backup vocals in it.
I've seen quite a few images of Kanye West wearing football tops. I've actually seen Kanye West wear a 30-year-old Portsmouth goalkeeper kit.
No way.
Yeah. On
Shaka Hislop. Did it have Shaka Hislop on the back?
No.
David James.
I think it was a pony kit. Remember the brand Pony?
Yeah, I remember Pony. He did Southampton as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did horrible Liverpool, kit. I think, as well, yeah. At one point. But, yeah, I mean, it was crazy. He loves football, so I'm not surprised about that. I did initially go with it as well, and you pressured me out of it.
Yeah, I did. But I didn't mean to pressure you out of it.
I felt pressured.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show, which means I promised you a fan-captured goal of the week. This week is basically last week's fan captured goal of the week. I saw a video on one of my friends' Facebook pages, someone we both know, Toby Lowther.
Right, yeah.
He was at the Villa game in a box with Nathan Baker, I believe.
Is he related to me?
I don't.
Oh. Daddy?
Daddy? Dig is watching the game and he starts recording just as Enzo Fernandez steps up to that free kick, which he majestically bent into the top corner. Here is the video.
Where did he dig that?
Wow, what a video.
What? Whoa.
Crazy. Guys, thank you once again for joining us. Really appreciate it. For all our TikTok live viewers, hopefully you join us next week. Every Monday we record. If you want to see the full episode, it's out on our YouTube channel, which is...
Goalpost TV.
Goalpost TV. Go ahead and find us. If you haven't already watched the Will Evans interview from last week, it is a cracker, so make sure you go and jump on that. A like and a subscribe always goes a long way for us as well, so we really appreciate that. Thanks once again. Have a great week.
I don't know. Sure.